Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi planned to travel to Rome for the Pope's services. About 40 lawmakers in all will make the trip, leading Congress to cancel business for Thursday and Friday. President Bush and the First Lady will head the delegation, joined by former Presidents Clinton and Bush.
Former President Jimmy Carter will not be attending. He withdrew his request after learning there were only 5 available spots. At least 850 people attended a memorial for Terri Schiavo today in Florida. Reverend Thaddeus Malinowski had a message for those that attended the Mass.
Tonight, we express in a beautiful way our solidarity with Terri and her family, our grief, and also our joyful hope in the resurrection. But there's a next chapter after this. God calls us to go forth from this place and build a culture of life.
Her husband had her body cremated, and she will be laid to rest in Pennsylvania. A man who testified he was molested by Michael Jackson more than a decade ago is put on the spot by the pop star's lawyer. Tom Mesereau pointed out several inconsistencies in the 24-year-old's testimony and earlier accounts. Also, the man's mother, a former housekeeper for Jackson, took the stand. This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, this is Alan Thicke, and spring is almost upon us. Time for you and your spouse to start making plans for that romantic getaway you pined for all winter. So where do you think you'll want to go? Never mind, I've got it. An idea guaranteed to make that special person in your life love you just a little bit more. How about spending 3 days and 2 nights at a fantastic Las Vegas resort and you don't pay a dime for it? It's all part of Las Vegas' 100-year birthday celebration, courtesy of Soleil Resorts, and no one throws a party like Las Vegas. That's right, 3 days, 2 nights, no strings attached, just a small refundable room deposit is all that's required. Start off the summer right with a fantastic complimentary second honeymoon package. Call right now. Soleil will also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. Beat that, huh? Couples, just call 1-888-26-VEGAS. 888-26-VEGAS. For the time of your life, that's 888-26-VEGAS.
Lacking a key vitamin may keep moms from bonding with their newborns. CNN Radio's Rachel Lee explains.
New mothers who aren't getting enough iron are more likely to have difficulty bonding with their babies than women who take vitamins. In a study, women who were mildly iron deficient were less sensitive to their baby's cues and were less emotionally available than women who had plenty of iron. At 9 months, the babies whose moms were iron deficient were less responsive and less involved with their mothers. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
The state, known for its health-conscious residents, isn't so thin anymore. A new report shows most adults in California are either overweight or obese. Flab and physical inactivity is reportedly costing the state $22 billion a year. A new research shows children riding school buses are breathing in more pollution than people standing on the street. Officials say older buses are the most dangerous. This is news from CNN Radio. Gay marriage in Kansas is up for a vote this weekend. Ben Bauman, a news anchor at CNN radio affiliate WIBW, says state election officials are predicting a pretty good turnout, but it's hard to say what the interest will be in some areas.
This statewide question, constitutional amendment question, is in a lot of areas of the state the only thing on the ballot. So it remains to be seen as to how well people are going to turn out to vote on this one question.
Kansas' proposed ban would also prevent gays from receiving any of the rights and incidents of marriage. Consumer advocacy groups have widely criticized drug companies for opposing legislation that would reduce prices, and now those drug manufacturers are taking some action. The companies announced they will spend about $30 million over the next few months to develop and promote a program that would help poor Americans get the medicines they need. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
And now we're feeling the tough cuts even further in this 06 budget that's being debated on the floor. When it comes to education, there's not enough there. When it comes to the middle America, the farm bill, ooh, near and dear to your heart, this is the crowd that pushed Bush in the office.
That's right.
Well, bite the bullet. Serve it up for Baghdad, folks.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verini Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. And when I say we, I'm not using the editorial or the royal we. I mean, everybody here on the Malloy program at Air America does appreciate your tuning in, no matter what the program is. We are broadcasting again tonight from New York. We will be back in Atlanta tomorrow. Maybe there something very strange is going on, right? Maybe there is hope, after all, that the Bush crime family is going to collapse from its own corruption. Have you been following the polls? And I'm not talking about the people in the Pope's homeland. I'm talking about P-O-L-L-S. Have you been following the polls? Do you realize what's happened to Tom DeLay? Tom DeLay was officially politically executed today by Bill Frist and by Karl Rove. His head is now on a pike. If this were London, in a certain period of history, it would be on a pike near the London Bridge. I do believe Tom DeLay is history, and anyone associated with him is history. Now, as far as Bush himself, the leader of this criminal enterprise, I was listening to, of all programs today, Judy Woodruff on CNN. Poor thing. Oh, she doesn't know what to do. She likes to refer to Bush as a popular leader, a very popular leader, or the different adjectives that Judy Woodruff loves to tack on right before she says President Bush or George W. Bush. Judy, hello! Your boy is not popular. In fact, Judy and the rest of you right-wing freaks in mainstream media, Bush's approval rating has, I love this term, plunged to the lowest level of any president since World War II at this point in his second term. Now, that's according to the Gallup organization, which itself is a neo-fascist right-wing organization who back in the 30s would have given Hitler a good approval rating. Well, sure. All other presidents who served a second term at this point in that second term had approval ratings well over 50%. Bush, depending on who you want to believe, is either at 42 or 45%. The next lowest was Reagan in March of 85 with 56%. More bad news. Gallup survey now finds only 38% expressing satisfaction with the state of the country. Where in the hell do those 38% live? While 59% are dissatisfied. Goodbye, George! One in three Americans feels the economy is excellent or good. The other 67% find it fair or poor. Now, according to Gallup, in 1949, Harry Truman had 57% at the same time in his second presidency. Now, you have to remember that Truman, came to the presidency by virtue of the death of FDR. Truman had 57%. Eisenhower, in his second term, 65%. Johnson, 69%. Nixon, 57%. Reagan, 56%. Clinton, 59%. Bush, 45%.
Maybe there's some good news on the horizon. Now, if this can be translated, and I believe possibly it can be translated into Democratic victories in the election next year. Now, I know, please don't send me that flood of emails where you tell me that the Democrats are no better than Republicans. I understand that. I do. I really do. And I'm not banking on the Democrats in doing a damn thing to improve the country. Nothing. And I am counting on the fact that organization is going on. And that new names are being brought into what will become the new Democratic Party. I understand that. But what I'm talking about is impeachment. I'm talking about getting enough Democrats. I don't give a damn if they're corporate Democrats, as long as they don't have an R after their name when they are elected. Sorry, it's a whorish business, politics. And for the time being, we're all either pimps or whores. Which one do you want to be? It's more fun being the pimp, right? A lot less work, too. Get the Democrats elected in 06 and throw these miserable thugs out of office. Impeach them. My God! Has any administration in modern history done more damage than this Bush administration? The coalition of the willing. Isn't this becoming an absolute bad joke? Bush said yesterday that seeing Iraq through reconstruction to a stable and secure democracy is a worthy cause that the U.S. will press ahead on regardless of whether its coalition partners remain. Why is he saying that? Because all the coalition of the willing are becoming the coalition of, look at my middle finger, George, goodbye. Who's the latest? Is it Ukraine? Italy is pulling out. Spain, Poland, everybody's gone. Who are you going to have left? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You have 20 technicians from Moldova whose job it is to change the tires on the staff cars of the U.S. command in the Green Zone in Baghdad. 20 Moldovan tire changers. Bush is to the point where he's asking himself questions and then answering them, just like this insane Rumsfeld does. Bush says, the fundamental question is it worth it? And the answer is absolutely, it's worth it for a free Iraq to emerge. He said this when he's standing alongside Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko, who announced that he's pulling his 1,650 troops out of the country to fulfill a campaign promise. Oh, my God, you mean there are candidates who keep the promise? What did Bush say? Well, I fully understand that. But Mr. Yushchenko, how do you say his name? But this guy next to me also said he's going to cooperate with the coalition in terms of further withdrawals, and I appreciate that. What the hell does that mean? Listen to this. He also said, referring to Yushchenko, that he's going to cooperate with the coalition in terms of further withdrawals, and I appreciate that. What does that mean? Does that mean that Yushchenko is going to, send a few transport planes to pick up the remaining foreign troops who want to get out of the way of Bush's war machine? What does that mean? And Bush answers and says, I really appreciate that. His little toy coalition of the willing is crumbling. Dozens of countries have pulled out or begun bringing home their troops. Because I understand what this miserable, thuggish, right-wing, neo-Nazi American government has done. Coalition of the willing. Bush has... there's only so much. There's only so much destruction that one man can perpetrate on the rest of this country before enough people start to say,
Damn! What's going on? What? People are coming home in coffins and, oh, wait a minute, gas is up to $2.50. Jesus! And we're in the wait a minute, and they're closing the school. Ah! And they're trying to screw Social but you know what? The queers still can't get married! That's the trade-off. Huh? That's the trade-off. All of this bad stuff going on, but George W. Bush is a godly man. I'll tell you what, truth seeker, give me a sinner, please. Give me, I'll take one Bill Clinton before I'll take 100 godly men like George W. Bush. This is Air America.
Westwing, the complete fourth season, Tuesday on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Zoe Bart is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. Westwing, the complete fourth season, buy it April 5th. And also available on DVD, the complete first three seasons.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class, they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He did. You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
More of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter, Marcia, his driver, Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick, and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans...
Yeah. Get involved at JA.org.
In 197 weeks, we'll be celebrating a new administration. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 22 past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. If you would like to join in. These poll results are intriguing to me. They really are. The word is out on delay. Delay is toast. One of the signs. This is like the old Soviet Union, okay? This is like, all right, who was in the picture in the May Day parade? Remember the old Soviet Union? And they would parade all the missiles, and and they were all hollow and made out of tinfoil. But they would parade them all through Red Square, and up there on the wall would be all these Politburo members and the premier and the assistant premier and the associate premier and the vice premier and the premier of the premier and the junior premier and next year's premier and the president of Moldova. And they would all be standing up there, right, in their gray suits and their gray hats and their gray skin and their gray smiles. And those little punk-ass waves, remember those little waves? Bitty, 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 bitty. Here comes 5,000 missiles with enough destructive power to wipe out the solar system. And these guys go, bitty, 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 hello, missile. Bitty, 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 bitty. This is what we have in this country. And I do believe that Tom DeLay, who would have just fit in perfectly up on that wall, right? There's Tom DeLay. Bitty, 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 bitty. Hi, missiles. Bitty, bitty, bitty. That little fey wave that they used to have. Remember that? It goes back to Stalin. You know, here is Uncle Joe, the murderer of millions upon millions of people. Bitty, 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 bitty. With that little wave. Hello. Bitty, bitty, bitty. I'm Joe Stalin. Bitty, bitty. I'm Tom DeLay. I'm Joe DeLay. I'm Tom Stalin. I'm Jeb. There he is. So what's the equivalent of that reviewing wall at the Kremlin? What's the equivalent in modern America? The Drudge Report! You're absolutely right! Go to the end of the class! And the Drudge Report. Someone sent me a link. The Drudge Report is now reporting on Tom DeLay's mischievous behavior. And Bill Frist today said that the judges who made rulings in the Schiavo case acted correctly. What?! I thought Tom DeLay said, it's time to go after them. And John Cornyn, or Cornhole, or whatever his name, what's his name? The guy that used to be, you know, from Texas, he's now a senator. What's he talking about? Murdering judges. It's the last gasp, isn't it? Isn't this the end? The wave from up there on the wall of the Kremlin. All these gray people. Hi, missiles. Hi, army. Hi, nuclear weapons. So there's Tom DeLay. And Bill Frist, who knows a thing or two about inserting a shiv between the third and fourth rib very quickly so the victim doesn't feel anything. Ask Trent Lott. Frist had the job today. Karl Rove called him up. Bill! Get him! Get the son of a bitch! Do you realize what he's done? He's brought the president down to 45% with the Schiavo thing! And Frist, being the good little Nazi doctor that he is, well, sure. Yes, sir, Carl, anything you say. You're the one that made me Senate Majority Leader. I will certainly go after this little rat bastard over in the House. Oh, this is easy. The bug man. Goodbye. 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 That little wave. That used to freak me out. That little fey wave, the gloved hand, right? The temperature's like 40 below zero, red square, and it's May Day. May 1st, 40 below. Hello, missiles. Goodbye, Tom. You don't do this to your president. If you remember a member of the Republican Party, you don't do this to your president. Or Karl Rove will see that the knife is inserted very quickly, very cleanly. Isn't Dr. Frist a surgeon? Why, I believe he is. Doesn't he know how to use a scalpel? Why, I believe he does. Goodbye, Tom. I love to watch this. You know, what genius said, you know, was it Sun Tzu who said, never get in the way of your enemy when he is slowly destroying himself? Or was that Walt Disney? You know, I have no idea. I can't remember famous quotations worth a damn. If you're a regular listener of this program, you know that. All right, your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Beep, 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 beep.
The complete fourth season, now on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Sorry, Bart, but it's missing. And there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
She's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it now and also available on DVD. The complete first three seasons.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Oreck XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Oreck Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Oreck, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning's Edition here on the Mike 92.1.
We've got people like Senator John Cornyn, a Republican of Texas, Tom DeLay, who are using front organizations that have, you know, Christo-fascist intent, who are now sort of putting out, you know, very thinly veiled incentives for, you know, freaks, which is horrendous and anti-American. And if I can read this quote from Senator John Cornyn, again from Texas, trying to instigate violence against the judiciary in this country, which I would say is treasonous. Here's a quote from Senator John Cornyn, quote, "I don't know if there is a cause and effect connection, but we have seen some recent episodes of courthouse violence in this country, and I wonder whether there may be some connection between the perception in some quarters on some occasion where judges are making political decisions yet are unaccountable to the public, that it builds up and builds up and builds up to the point where some people engage in violence to shoot judges." It's thinly veiled. It's metaphoric. It's insinuating. And they are meeting Thursday, Homeland Security. Maybe we should bring it to their attention somehow. If you look at the language here, if you look at Senator John Cornyn, the traitor's language, what you see is he basically says, you know, "I don't know if there is a cause and effect connection, but we have seen some recent episodes of courthouse violence in this country." Now, mind you, that's violence that had nothing to do with ideological incentive on behalf of the judiciary at all. It couldn't even be misunderstood as that. I mean, these were just bitter, crazy people that just wanted to take out judges or judges' family for decisions that those judges made that had nothing to do with politics. And then he goes on to say, quote, "And I wonder whether there may be some connection between the perception in some quarters on some occasions where judges are making political decisions yet are unaccountable to the public, that it builds up and builds up and builds up." Why doesn't he just say, you know what I'm saying?
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
George Bush's right-hand man is now a Halliburton lobbyist.
And I heard he broke his femur? Oh, no, he was FEMA director. Yeah, sometimes we have low standards. Here.
Right.
I just wanted to...
You just had to do that, didn't you?
I just wanted to do it, Joe Scarborough. He's a Nobel Prize-nominated head of FEMA.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
"Sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time."
I said, "No, you know why? Because it's my United States of whatever. And this is my whatever.
President Bush,
don't talk to me now.
President Obama, you died.
Whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh, ding dong dong, ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Come, join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. All right, let's do some phone calls. All right, you want to play? Let's start with LaShonda, who's calling in from Austin, Texas. LaShonda, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, LaShonda?
Pretty good. Do you remember me?
You and I have traveled around the world together. I remember the time we were in the Himalayas, and you went to talk with that monk. Remember that? Remember that? And he offered you that bowl of stuff, and you said, "I ain't eating no yak." Remember that?
I remember that.
All right, what's up?
I was calling to talk to you. I don't know if you covered this about the Pope and the overexposure that they did, man. They pimped the Pope for ratings. And nobody else has seen this. I'm like, everywhere you look, they had the Pope with that sad look. And this is not against the Pope. This is the media. And I just thought it was so crazy.
Well, see, I don't think...
They were just hanging out.
I hear you. I don't think you were listening to the program last night. That was one of the main things we talked about last night was how, pardon the expression, the overkill of the dead Pope was just so unbelievable. And we got into it pretty thick, pretty heavy and thick last night. Yeah, we've been talking about it, LaShonda. I think it's, I have all kinds of thoughts and feelings about this Pope and yada, yada, yada. The bottom line is, no disrespect to anybody here, but I really don't care. I mean, this is just one more person, a person who's important. But, you know, a lot of people are important. That doesn't mean they're important. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we talked about this last night. I guess it's going to end when the people,
when the white smoke appears.
I guess so.
When the white smoke appears, then we won't have to hear any more about it.
Right.
I just want to say one last thing. I imagine those guys right now under the Vatican sitting around with that sacrament wine, just wringing their hands, just planning. Just waiting for the white smoke. It's just sick.
Thanks, LaShonda.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Waiting for the white smoke. Whew. I heard on the news today that they're just running these Catholics past this dead man. 1,000 a minute or something. You know, people standing out there about passing out from either the heat or the cold. I don't know what. They're getting sick from too much food or too little food. I don't know which. I looked at that crowd. I've seen the video. You know, thousands, tens of thousands of people. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. I didn't see one Port-a-John. Now, you tell me. All right? How you get that many people in St. Peter's Square and not one Port-a-John? No disrespect. I'm not trying to get funky with you here. That's a legitimate question. That's a legitimate question. How do you get 150,000, 200,000 people in St. Peter's Square, is that what it's called, and not one single Port-a-John? Have you seen one? And they have a sign on the door when you go in the Vatican. You know? If you're not a customer here, don't come in and ask to use the toilet. Now, I don't, you know, but I heard tonight that they're running them through. These poor people who are standing out there, they're coming from all over. They're coming from China. They're coming from Antarctica. They're coming from Texas. They're coming from the Northern Hemisphere. They're coming from all over the place. And they're standing there for hours and hours, and their feet are sore, and they can't pee, and the kids are screaming, and the husband's going, oh, God, you know, we could be shopping right now. And they're waiting, and they're waiting, and finally they get in, and those Swiss guards, you know, those real strange-looking people dressed like it's the what century? I don't even know. I have no idea. 17th? 18th? Running them through. Hurry up. Hurry up. But I want to say a prayer, but hurry up! Go on! We got 175,000 coming in behind you. Come on! Waiting for the white smoke. No disrespect. No disrespect. I'm not intending any disrespect, but I'm a parent, and I can remember going someplace with a six-year-old. Daddy, I have to pee. Right? You know, you've been there, you've done it. You're standing out there in the hot, or is it cold? I don't know. And you're drinking water, and you're drinking that iced tea, or you got, you know, you stopped at the Vatican Starbucks. I'm sure they have them. I'm sure they have them. You drink one of those grandes or ventes, one of those 20 ounces. You know, your bladder only holds about 9.
Daddy, I have to pee.
Shh. Quiet. We're going and see the Pope. No disrespect. No disrespect. But I just, there's something strange going on here. And LaShonda knows there's something strange going on, and I can't stand it. I worry about those people. If you're a father, if you're a parent, you're going to worry about those people. All right. Is that JL calling from Grand Rapids? Is that right? JL's calling from Grand Rapids?
That's right.
Hey, JL, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's good to hear from you, Mike. You're on fire tonight. Keep it going.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I just wondered, I wondered if anyone else wondered why it was that we didn't pick up on the lead-in to the Schiavo case coming into being an attack on the judiciary. I think the whole tort reform issue was just sort of a lead-in in and of itself into this whole an attack on the judiciary. Schiavo dies, and then directly thereafter, the next week, the tsunami starts coming out of the ocean. All the, you know, all the birds start circling. WorldNet Daily says we're now in a critocracy ruled by judges, and then the Cornyn comments and everything else. I don't know if you're aware, but actually, in D.C., next week, there's supposed to be a forum called Confronting the Judicial War on Faith, and Tom DeLay was set to be the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what they're going to do there, how they're going to handle that.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Somebody sent me an email that his name has been removed from their website. Yeah, Tom DeLay was going to be the keynote speaker. They've gone too far, and I'll tell you why they've gone too far. Most of the judges, the federal judges, have been appointed by right-wingers. If they're not Reagan judges, they're Bush 1 judges, or they're Clinton judges. A lot of Clinton judges were right-wingers, or they're Bush 2 judges. Who in the hell are they attacking?
Exactly. Oh, and that's the thing. It's amazing. They control all three branches of the government, and I guess in a way it's sort of a reason for hope, since the judiciary branch isn't elected. They don't take campaign contributions. They're a little less ideologically locked, so every once in a while they're free to act like human beings.
Or if they rule in a way that the neo-Nazi right doesn't like, which I mean, this whole thing is very intriguing. This is hubris. This is what happens when power starts devouring power, when these people start saying, you know, I want to eat everything on the table. No, I want to eat everything in the house. No, I want to eat everybody. I want to eat everything on the block. No, I want to eat everything in the city. They keep gorging themselves and filling themselves up and eating and eating and eating until eventually they explode. They start eating each other. And this is what has happened. I truly believe.
That would be Karl Rove, yes.
That would be Karl Rove. This is cannibalism. I've called these people vampires. I've called them cannibals. I get emails, people say, what are you talking about? What do you mean? All right, here it is. They're eating each other. Right?
That's it. That's it. That's what I want to talk to you about. And my blessing, my wish to you is just to keep in mind that no matter how outnumbered we are, no matter how frustrated you get, just keep in mind how much fun it is just to be a hemorrhoid in the seat of power.
Right? All right. Thanks, JL.
Hang in there. Keep preaching, brother.
All right. You have a nice evening. They are. This is cannibalism. And it's, you know, it's not. We're used to, you know, we can handle cannibalism as long as people doing it have a bone through their nose and nappy hair. You know, when you see a bunch of white people in suits starting to eat each other, it's like, oh, damn. Santiago is calling from Ocean Grove, New Jersey. Hey, Santiago, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Happy spring to you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it was spring today up here.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful.
It was great.
So listen, 45% for Bush, huh?
Or 42, depending on the
42.
Poll. But yeah, it's in the toilet. It really is. So, you know, where's the mandate now?
No, amen to that. And, well, look, to be honest with you, I can't, that's 42 more than zero, and that's what's alarming to me.
That's very true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've figured it out. I think everyone has these revelations, and maybe I'm deluding myself, but I think I've figured out why we have these people and why they got through the last election.
Okay, why?
I think it's three numerals, man. I think it's 9-1-1. I mean, I don't know if I've heard you speak about this, how you felt, you know, but on 9/13, when I was going back to work in D.C. after 9/12 was a complete shutdown, going back to teaching school, I was sitting there with my girlfriend at the time on the metro, and there was this lady in a turban over there. And I don't know what happened to me, but I was full of hate and anger. And, you know, I started commenting, you know, she shouldn't be, you know, she has a right to do that, but not today, you know, don't put that in my face, and what are we going to do about this, you know, let's go, don't we have this, you know, bad boy CIA network to go and get these people, you know, they try to prevent this from happening, you know, God, we've been attacked, and I was angry and full of hate and calling for torture and war,
mm-hmm.
and that was me on 9/13, and you know what I think? I think that I got over it soon after that, and most of the rest of the country did not. That's what I think, and I think that that explains why, you know, the percentage is going down a little bit. Maybe there is room for hope because people are realizing.
That's a good,
you know,
yeah.
God, you know, yeah, I got just what I was asking for, didn't I? That's
yeah.
one thing that these people are good for.
I hear you. Santiago, that's a good
one thing.
That's a that's a good point. Listen, pal, I got to leave it there. Thanks. I appreciate it. Good point. Absolutely excellent point. We'll be right back.
West Wing, the complete fourth season, Tuesday on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Sorry, Bart. It's missing. And there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now. Do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes unaired scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it April 5th. And also available on DVD, the complete first three seasons.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. And we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn, every initiative, every front. And we can do it if we're organized and if we're smart.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
An OnStar conversation, May 22nd, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Natalie.
Yes, I need an ambulance. I have my two children in the car and my sister.
Okay, I have you on Highway 20.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm contacting emergency services.
Thank you.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please.
Hi, this is Natalie with OnStar, calling to report a vehicle crash with airbag deployment.
What happened?
I can conference them in. They did request an ambulance. I believe there are injuries and there are small children involved.
Ma'am, tell me what's going on.
My nephew has a big gash. His head is bleeding.
Okay, we'll send someone out.
Do you want me to remain on the line?
Yes, ma'am, please.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, the police are there.
Yes, thank you.
You'll find OnStar on over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
How do you want to spend your retirement?
Alicia Willis of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Whether it's a cruise every month, time in the garden, golf, visits to the grandkids, planning and saving now can make your retirement dreams a reality. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Progressive Talk from the East Coast, West Coast, and the Heartland. Madison's Progressive Talk is the Mike 92.1.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Regarding the Vatican Starbucks, Angus emails, he says, I found out from a bulletin board discussion, yes, indeed, there is a Starbucks in the Vatican. It's an atheist board, but we're polite, so we have regular posters who are Christian. Several of us asked if that was, well, proper, and got the answer, Catholics need their coffee too. Well, live and let live. There's also a Starbucks in the Forbidden City in China, Angus writes. And the Hubble telescope has detected traces of a proto-Starbucks in the Epsilon Orondi system. Okay, I made that last one up. But the Vatican and the Forbidden City, yes. I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's my pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Well, earlier you were talking at one point, you were saying that we should give you more Democrats in the House and in the Senate. And I have a question for you related to that.
Sure.
First of all, yeah. What's going to happen if we do that? If there are more if we elect more Democrats in 2006 to the Senate and the House, are they suddenly going to grow a spine? You know, are they suddenly going to stand up to Bush and vote together as a bloc? Against
well, all right, that's a fair question, because I am no longer a member of the Democratic Party. I am a Democrat, but I'm no longer a member of the party. Here's my answer to that. Yeah. The Democrats that get elected, let's supposing we get some Democrats in there. Either they're going to be just your typical Democrat, which means they're not worth the powder to blow them to hell, or they're going to be Democrats who are going to say, look, I'm a real Democrat, I'm going to try to get the party back. Now, either way, let's say it's the former, just regular Democrats who aren't worth anything. But they're very pissed off right now. And I'll tell you why they're pissed off. Because they have been denied all the little perks that the two corporate parties make sure each of them get. That's always been the deal. When I'm in power, you get the perk. When you're in power, I get the perk, even though we're different parties. Okay, this group of Republicans took away all the goodies and the perks from their counterparts on the other side of the aisle. So the right-wing Democrats, let me rephrase, the DLC Democrats, they're a little pissed off. They're saying, wait a second, you didn't play right. You didn't play right. Hold on. So the Republicans are saying, we're not playing anymore. We're just jerking around anyway. So if the Democrats get power in 2006, they're going to be angry. And I'm hoping that they'll be angry enough from having their perks and goodies and stuff taken away from them that they'll go after this administration. If they are true Democrats, they'll go after this administration on principle.
I almost feel like we're talking about believing in the tooth fairy. See, here's the thing. I think we need different kind of Democrats. I think that Democrats should influence it in the primaries, and in those states like New Hampshire and New Jersey, where registered independents can vote in the Democratic primaries, try to influence it there and get what Howard Dean calls the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party, Democrats from that Democratic wing of the Democratic
Party. Well, yeah, sure. That's what I'm hoping for that, too. We're on the same page, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, because here's the problem right now is you talk about the perks that were taken away from them, but one of the perks they still have that Bill Frist has threatened to take away from them. Is the filibuster.
What, the filibuster?
Yeah.
That's all they have left? Hey, a filibuster and $2 will get you on the subway, okay? The filibuster.
But why haven't they used it against Gonzalez? They haven't used it against
because these Democrats are not Democrats, which is my point. You and I are on the same. Look, Jerry, we're in agreement.
Right.
We're in agreement. I think the Democratic, most of the Democrats, not all the Democrats in the House and the Senate, we know who the exceptions are, but most of the Democrats suck right now. We understand that. And to be threatened with having, I'm going to take your filibuster away. Don't take my filibuster away. I'm going to take your filibuster away. Don't take my filibuster. You know, how sick is that? How whiny is that, right? How kindergarten is that?
Well, this is part of the problem with some of these current Democrats. In fact, there's an article I'd like to refer people to. They can check it out on the web. I'll give the full title and the byline. It's by Christopher Cooper, and it's entitled "Bush Combs Senate for Friendly Democrats," and it's in the Wall Street Journal, February 16th of this year. I know it's a while ago, but it's very relevant because it mentions about 11 Democrats who all voted between 61% and 82% of the time with what they refer to as Bush legislative initiative.
Right.
And this is the point. It's like with the bankruptcy bill. Look how many Democrats voted in favor of the bankruptcy bill. We know that it had a lot to do with the corporate money they got from the credit card and banking industry.
Sure.
But still, I mean, it's like on the on your show before your show on this same station, like
Sam and Janine, Sam Cedar tonight.
Garofalo. Yeah, they had some. They had Atrius on and everything. They were talking about this whole issue with the bankruptcy bill. And I believe it was Atrius that was pointing out how the Democrats have to start thinking a little bit more about what this means, what it means to the general public when they vote in favor of the bankruptcy bill instead of against it. And Atrius and Sam Cedar seem to agree that the bankruptcy bill would have been a good opportunity for the Democrats to stand up and say, we're Democrats, we oppose this god-awful, morally bankrupt piece of legislation, and we're going to vote against it. We can't stop it, but we're going to at least vote against it.
Well, these are the Democrats that need to be removed from office. They need
exactly.
to legally and peacefully. If the Democratic Party, such as it is now, can get control of the House and the Senate, or at least the House, to give those of us who still believe in Democratic Party principles some breathing space, and give us a chance to get to work for real Democrats. I'm not talking about these DLC freaks.
Yeah,
then
we could influence them in the primary.
Then maybe it won't take 20 or 30 years to turn it around. You never know. Jerry, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in, all right? You have a nice evening. We have a break here, obviously. We'll be back. Stay with us. If you're on hold, we're going to get your call tonight. Promise. If you're not, give us a holler. The number is 866-303-2270. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
You can't vote down veterans' benefits and then be an advocate of tax cuts of up to $100 billion and tell the people that you're a good American. It doesn't fly with those who have paid the price.
Well, you can't do it if you're a moral person, but if you're a Republican, you can do it.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
My name is Edward Lee. I am with the Urban League of Greater Madison. The Urban League serves to improve the social and economic conditions of people of color and the economically disadvantaged in the Greater Madison community.
Find out more about your local groups.
To get involved in the Urban League, call us at 251-8550. Visit our website at ulgm.org.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active.
This is American Patriot Ed LeMay, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. More than a million mourners have paid their respects so far. The third day of Pope John Paul II's public viewing is underway at this hour. President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush will lead an American delegation to the pontiff's Friday funeral.
She and I will be taking off tomorrow morning to pay our country's respects to a great world leader in His Holiness.
They'll be joined by former Presidents Bush and Clinton and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Former Presidents Carter and Ford will not be making the trip. By 2008, Americans entering the country from Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Bermuda will need to whip out their passports. Assistant Secretary of State Maura Hardy says it should help make the country safer.
This initiative, in fact, seeks to standardize documents presented at ports of entry to demonstrate both identity and citizenship.
Up to now, only a driver's license, government-issued ID, or proof of citizenship was required to enter the country. The chairman of the Federal Reserve tells the petrochemical industry that Washington should resist pressure to interfere when it comes to oil and gas prices. Our John Bisney reports from Capitol Hill.
Although high energy prices are putting the economy under some strain, Greenspan says there should be something of an upside, at least over the long term. He argues the increased demand will likely lead to more exploration and production, and on the consumption side, to more energy conservation. Much will depend, he says, on how much alternative-fueled vehicles catch on and unpredictable geopolitical developments.
Gas prices are at a record average of $2.22 a gallon in the United States. Well, a familiar face on television shares his latest challenge with the nation. Longtime ABC anchor Peter Jennings says he's been diagnosed with lung cancer. He says he plans to continue on air as much as possible as he begins treatment. This is CNN Radio News.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance. That toll-free number again is 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
A heavy day of testimony at the Michael Jackson trial. CNN Radio's Miguel Marquez reports jurors heard from a man who says the singer molested him more than a decade ago, followed by his mother, Jackson's former housekeeper.
While she has been testifying, the jurors have been very quiet. It's been very silent in that courtroom. And Mr. Jackson has been conferring with his lawyers a little bit, but the jurors, for the most part, are paying very close attention and taking lots of notes.
The woman was forced to admit under cross-examination that she was in the country illegally when she went to work for Jackson. Florida has executed a man who murdered a woman after a one-night stand. Governor Jeb Bush had considered postponing the execution out of respect for the death of the Pope. A new study indicates that asking teens about suicide won't make them more likely to consider it. This despite fears by some parents and teachers that simply mentioning suicide might plant the idea in teens' minds. This is news from CNN Radio. It looks like California's health-obsessed image is a thing of the past. A new report says more than half of adults in the Golden State are overweight and inactive. Susan Forster of the Department of Health Services says the flab is costing the state a bundle.
The cost in the year 2000 was estimated at $21.7 billion. And out of that, about half of it was for physical inactivity.
Forster blames an aging population and a car culture among the major reasons Californians are becoming larger. British bookies are taking bets on whether Saturday's royal wedding actually occurs. Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles already have postponed it one day for the Pope's funeral. And Florida's Juneau Beach has been closed to swimmers. Officials say the waters offshore are teeming with sharks in search of food. One shark expert says the animals probably are preparing to migrate north for the summer. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
We are.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 years of helping kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin.
Hello.
Hi.
Are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah. Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. You're listening to Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Before we go back to the phone calls here, I'm sorry. This is it for me, man. This is it for me. I can't stand much more of this. Somebody sent me a link to a CNN.com story. Pope's heart set for Poland burial. Now, this is not like bury my heart at Wounded Knee. This is his heart, the muscle. They're going to cut it out of his body and take it to Krakow, Poland. I don't know. This first I've heard of this. It's at CNN.com. In the world section, asked by CNN if the late Pope's heart could be brought to Poland if and when he is beatified, Father Janusz Bielański, the canon of, I can't pronounce it, W-A-W-E-L Cathedral, said yes. Speculation that the Pope, or simply his heart, might be buried in Poland, swirled from the moment his death was. Where are they going to bury his left arm? Who gets his leg? Who gets the kidney? What the hell is going on here? I'm serious now. I really am serious. What is going on? They're going to cut the man. They've already cut it out. I'm sure they have. If you see those pictures on television of the Pope lying there, I mean, it's fairly obvious that he's been, filled up with chemicals. What, embalming fluid? Oh my God, who gets? You know, I mean, what? Who gets the lungs? There's something about religion that is just so creepy to me. I mean, it really is. Now, I realize that one of the sacraments of the Catholic Church is communion, and the idea of transubstantiation, that the wine and the wafer are turned into blood and flesh, and okay, you know, that's... it's hard for me to deal with, but if that's what the believers believe, okay. But now they're going to cut his body up and so to speak, and send pieces here and pieces there, and I don't know. It must be very strange to be a member of that particular faith. And again, no disrespect. I'm just a curious heathen. A curious heathen who doesn't understand any of this and never did and can't and won't. Now, regarding Bush's plunge, and it is a plunge, folks. This is a swan dive off the high diving board into an empty swimming pool. Bush is in trouble. Veterans for Peace are calling for congressional action to remove Bush from office. Now, I guess you know, Veterans for Peace says here, a national organization of military veterans, including men and women from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, the Iraq War, other conflicts, and peacetime. They are making a call on Congress to impeach George W. Bush and Richard Cheney from the office of President and Vice President of the United States, respectively, because... in a letter sent to each member of the House and Senate, Veterans for Peace stated that, quote, this administration's war on Iraq, in addition to being increasingly unpopular among Americans, is an unmistakable violation of our Constitution and federal law, which you have sworn to uphold. In our system, the remedy for such high crimes is clear. This administration must be impeached, end quote. David Klein, who's a decorated Vietnam War combat veteran and Veterans for Peace president, said, quote, we do not make this call lightly, and as former members of the U.S. Armed Forces, we take our responsibilities as citizens very seriously. For that reason, we believe that when our government conducts a war of aggression on Iraq and commits a growing and appalling series of what must legally be considered war crimes and crimes against humanity, in the execution of that war and numerous international treaties which are legally binding on our nation. Klein added that, quote, we are not the first group to call for impeachment. We have decided to add our voices to the call. All the reasons for the invasion have shown themselves to be half-truths or misleading. The conflict continues to drag on, taking the lives of our soldiers and innocent Iraqis. It is clear that George Bush does not intend to change course in an effort to right this great wrong. It is time to remove him from office, end quote. If you want to check this out, go to veteransforpeace.org/impeachment, veteransforpeace.org/impeachment. Now, this is not an organization just set up last week. They've been around since 1985. VeteransForPeace.org/impeachment. You know, it is an amazing commentary when you have people who at one time were, constitutionally speaking, under the direct command and control of the President of the United States, who are now no longer under that direct command, calling for his removal from office. That's a pretty powerful statement. You know, if you get left-wing peace freaks like me saying it's time for Bush to be removed from office peacefully and legally, it's like, yawn. But when you have combat soldiers or people who have served in the military going back 50 years saying it's time to remove this administration from office, and they're advocating it, they're doing it legally and peacefully, nobody's taking up arms, nobody is threatening anyone, they're calling on Congress to do its duty and remove this administration because it violated the oath that it took. Both of the two top constitutional officers of the United States, president and vice president, have violated their oaths of office. Is that not grounds for impeachment? Why did we impeach Bill Clinton? Oh, that's right. Almost forgot. Veterans for Peace. Now, in the meantime, this new FBI chief, not new, but Mueller, Robert Mueller, the FBI director, testifying in front of Congress, urged members of Congress, these right-wing neo-Nazis, to renew every provision of the so-called USA Patriot Act. Mueller also asked lawmakers to expand the FBI's ability to obtain records without getting court permission. Now, what do you call that, Mr. Republican, Mr. Lurker around this program? Huh? Miss Bush supporter? You neo-Nazis for George Bush? What do you call that? You stupid, crazy people? Do you not understand history? We don't want to have to go to a judge. We want to walk into your damn house and do whatever we want to do. Gonzalez was there. He says, now is not the time for us to be engaging in unilateral disarmament. What? On the legal weapons available for fighting terrorism. You thug, you punk. So Gonzalez and Mueller, whatever the hell his name is, calling for a reaffirmation of the Patriot Act, more power to invade your private life. Jesus. Mueller is also asking Congress to expand the FBI's administrative subpoena powers. That allows the FBI to obtain records without even the approval of a grand jury. To hell with a judge, not even a grand jury. So if I want something and I'm FBI and I think you have it, get the hell out of my way. I'm coming into your house, your business, your bank account, your safety deposit box, your religion, your pants, your bedroom. I'll get what I want. Louse, now get out of my way. I'm the FBI.
News about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Larry King here. I want to tell you how I take my vitamin C. I take the advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. And I take it year-round. Why? For protection. Hey, I don't cancel my insurance when the weather gets better. So, do what I do. Take Ester C and delicious new Ester C soft chews. All year-round. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Vitamin World, and health food stores everywhere.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Come on! These charges are outrageous and false and untrue, these kinds of things. Just like the other charges. These allegations are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so Sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
A divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic. 92.1.
It's about 21 past the hour. Why are we playing that? Why are we playing Chopin? Tim emailed in, Mike, I don't know that the Pope's wish to have his heart buried in Poland is particularly religious in origin. It's symbolic homage to his homeland. Another famous person to have done the same is composer Frédéric Chopin. Chopin was buried in Paris, where he lived the final 18 of his 39 years, but he asked that his heart be returned to Poland. It is now in the Church of the Holy Cross in Warsaw. See, I really appreciate the information that you folks bring to the program. I really do. It never fails to amaze me. What we're talking about, of course, is the fact that the Pope's heart, apparently, is the muscle, the flesh, is going to be taken to Krakow. Krakow? And I guess I just find it sort of grisly. I really do. I don't know why I don't find the artiste doing the same thing to be grisly. Well, I guess I do. You know, I had no idea that Chopin decided to have his heart sent home. I don't know. It's just too bizarre. Never mind. Now, Senator John Cornyn, who should know better, he was a former Texas Supreme Court justice. And he's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's another one of the Bush crime family boys. In a Senate floor speech, he criticized a recent Supreme Court ruling on the death penalty, and he said that Americans... Now, he's talking for me and you. Americans are growing increasingly frustrated by what he calls activist jurists, activist judges. That, you know, that term activist judges is starting to irritate me the same way the term liberal media, right? Huh? Don't you hate that term? Don't you want to just take a bar of soap and jam it in the next person's mouth who says activist judge? Don't you just wash their mouth out? Don't you want to do that? Cornyn said, it causes a lot of people, including me, great distress to see judges use the authority that they've been given to make raw political or ideological decisions. Cornyn also said, quote, I don't know if there is a cause and effect connection, but we have seen some recent episodes of courthouse violence in this country. This pig is talking about the husband and mother of the Illinois judge and the judge in Atlanta, both of whom have been gunned down in Atlanta. It was an alleged criminal in the middle of what would have been his second trial for a crime that he claimed he didn't commit. And this pig, this useless pig, John Cornyn, is suggesting that people are killing judges because they don't like activist judges. I wish I could cuss on this program. I really do, but I can't. The situation in Illinois did not have to do with an activist judge. It had to do with a ruling. It had to do with a judge following precedent and acting on the law. But here comes this filthy, filthy Cornyn, suggesting. He says, and I wonder whether there may be some connection between the perception in some quarters on some occasions where judges are making political decisions yet are unaccountable to the public, that it builds up and builds up and builds up to the point where some people engage in violence. It's astonishing what these right-wing pigs think they can get away with saying, huh? Isn't it? Isn't it just mind-boggling? Mind-boggling. The judge in Chicago had ruled against the killer in that case, who eventually committed suicide, in a medical malpractice suit. And in Atlanta, the guy who shot the judge shot three other people to death. And it was a rape trial. These kinds of statements are beyond irresponsible. These kinds of statements are the kinds of statements that racists, that Nazis, sick people use to whip up, if not the masses, to whip up somebody who's real borderline, somebody sitting out there listening to John Cornyn, a senator, justifying the crazy man's all of a sudden powerful urge to oil up his pistol and go kill a judge. Well, John Cornyn said, you know, sometimes it builds up and builds up. What is it about Texas? I'm sorry, you folks down in Texas, I know there's some good people down there. I know because a lot of you listen to Air America. But what is it about Texas that it produces this kind of filth and elects it and sends it off to ruin the country? Whether it's George Bush or John Cornyn or Tom DeLay, what the hell is it in Texas that produces this sickness? You can tell he's a thinker by the faraway look in his eyes, the faraway look in his eyes. A pity for his thoughts could make him richer. His eyes could see what other eyes could not.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Thor.
You're joking.
What? It's a strong name.
No.
Okay, fine. Another one I have is Caspian.
What, like the sea?
Yeah.
No way.
I need a powerful name for my son.
Your son? Our son. You know what?
We've got time. We don't need to decide now.
You're right. Let's at least wait until you're pregnant.
Love has its uncertainties, but looking for love shouldn't. Match.com. So many marriages. So many babies. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Ugh, I hate you. 8 weeks after giving birth and you look as good as the day you got pregnant. Not one stretch mark.
Well, not anymore.
You mean they went away?
After I used Revitasil, they did. Haven't you heard?
Sure. I've seen it advertised, but I really don't believe in that stuff. I mean, could it really take care of this?
Believe me, mine were a lot worse. And best of all, Revitasil even took care of the stretch marks I've had since I was 14.
Isn't it time your skin looked clear and soft without those embarrassing stretch marks? Revitasil is based on the same formulations of proven treatments that can cost hundreds of dollars. Finally, a stretch mark cream that's affordable and available without having to go to exclusive spas.
I'll try it.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Revitasil. 1-888-478-0416. Get rid of unsightly stretch marks with Revitasil. 1-888-478-0416. Revitasil is guaranteed. Call 1-888-478-0416. That number again is 1-888-478-0416.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1.
This is Ted O'Donnell from Wisconsin Cat, and I'm on the mic. Why does Q62 matter? Q62 matters because it threatens the cats and the sensibilities of Wisconsin. Q62, the now infamous cat hunting proposal offered by Mark Smith of La Crosse, would classify collarless cats not under the obvious control of an owner as fair game to anyone with a small game license. Q62 addresses a bird population problem and suggests that free-roaming cats are the cause. That's the first lie we are fed about this initiative. I've got two words, habitat loss. The bigger lie is the suggestion that passing Q62 will actually do anything to solve it. It won't. It was never intended to, and no scientist ever claimed it would. In order to manage populations effectively, you need to control birth rate. Q62 does nothing to address birth rate of the bird or cat populations. By not addressing the actual causes of the problem, Mark's claim of concern is no longer credible. Our biggest problem with Q62 is that its supporters lack the courage to tell us what the bill is really about. Supporters of Q62 are seeking legal protection to do what they already do, shoot cats. If you have to mislead the public to gain support of your proposal, it certainly reveals something about the power of your idea. We'd just prefer the truth. The truth is that Q62 is a lie. The truth is that Q62 will do nothing to help birds, cats, or our reputation. The truth is that the Conservation Congress is a hunter's lobby. The truth is that Q62 passed 53-1 a year ago in La Crosse. The truth is that an unpopular dove hunt was legitimized in a similar fashion. The truth is that we expect humane societies to address cat problems. The truth is that Q62 is bad politics and bad policy. Join us in a protest vote at the Alliant Energy Center on April 11th at 7 p.m. Add your voice to the many hunters, farmers, and conservationists who agree that Q62 is a bad idea that must be stopped on April 11th. Check out don'tshootthecat.com for more info. I'm Ted O'Donnell with this listener commentary for the Mike 92.1.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Fridays are really good at asking the straight question for yes/no. Are they closing VA clinics in America? And the answer is yes. Are they reducing benefits? The answer is yes. Are they fully funding veterans' benefits? And the answer is no.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
At themike921.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Regarding this heart thing from Mark, hi Mike, there's nothing too strange about the whole removing the heart tradition. It's an old medieval belief that a person's spirit would roam the earth with no peace unless their heart was buried in their homeland. Soldiers who got killed in the Crusades would routinely have their hearts shipped back to England or wherever they were from, so they would not turn into ghosts. It's an arcane tradition, not Catholic at all, more alchemical in nature. Couple this with the Buddhist notion that the body should never be embalmed so the soul can take its time, 13 days I think, to swirl and roam around its old vessel to make sure it is really dead before it travels to the upper spiritual realms for rest or reassignment. And it sounds to me that this Pope was a lot less Catholic than he let everybody think. But don't worry about the heart thing. They often did it with the eyes, too. So there was a symbol or a symbolic last vision of the homeland before they were buried near their birthplace. Not Catholic, just medieval. Well, thanks, Mark. Religion is really fun in a strange way, I guess, right? I've never heard of some of this stuff. It's just amazing to me. I truly don't know. It's just it's bizarre. I don't particularly care for it. I think it's stupid as hell. I think it's sorcery and not sorcery, but what do I think it is? Superstition. No disrespect. Like John Lennon said it, man, whatever gets you through the night. It's up to you. Harold is calling from New York City. Harold, the guy who owns a raven, who provided us a place to be. What's up, Harold? Are you inviting us back already?
I'd love to have you back anytime, Mike.
No, that's not why you really called.
No, actually not. I got a call today from a progressive Democrat of America, representative. His name is Aaron Rubin, and he was telling me that my congressman, among four other New York area Democrats, are voting in favor of the bankruptcy bill.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to, give everybody in the New York area a heads up who these people were. There's Joseph Crowley, who is my congressman in the 7th Congressional District, Steve Israel in the 2nd Congressional District out in Long Island, Carolyn McCarthy, 4th Congressional District, and Gregory Meeks, the 6th Congressional District in St. Albans, Queens. And they're all voting, apparently, for this bankruptcy bill. And, there's going to be demonstrations in front of each one of the representatives' offices in New York tomorrow.
Why? What's your best guess? Why are these Democrats doing this?
They probably got money from, MBNA or CAP 1 or something. I was just making out my bills just now, and I was sending money to them. Sure that's what it was.
All right. So say the reps again, in case people didn't catch it the first time, because you named four of them, and these are all from the metro New York area?
Yeah, two from Long Island, Carolyn McCarthy, who I believe her family was gunned down on the Long Island Railroad. Remember that?
That crazed man who shot all this? Yeah, okay.
Anyway, well, she's voting in favor of it, and she's from Garden City. There's Gregory Meeks. He's on St. Albans, Queens, 6th Congressional District. Steve Israel from the 2nd Congressional District in Hop Hog, Long Island. And my guy, Joseph Crowley, who I'm very surprised that he's usually votes on the right side of issues, but this time I don't get it. Anyway, he's in the 7th Congressional District, and his office is on 7409 37th Avenue, and there will be, at each one of these offices tomorrow, there will be a demonstration of all sorts of coalition of Democratic groups were opposed to the bankruptcy bill.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I hope that if you hear about how these demonstrations went, or if you participate, whatever, give us a call tomorrow or Thursday and let us know.
I sure will.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate it.
Well, you have a good trip back, Mike.
Hey, thank you, sir. We'll do it. Next time we come up, we'll sure stop in and have a drink.
Well, it was a pleasure having you.
All right, sir. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I don't get that. I don't understand why Democrats will vote against or vote in favor of issues that are so destructive to their own constituencies. I don't know. Is it the money? Is that all? Is that what you cheap bastards do? You sell out the people who put you in office with their votes in order to do something for the people who provided you money to buy those crappy-ass television spots and all that campaign literature, paid your printing bill in your office space. Is that what you guys do? Is that what you Democrats do? Shame on you. Shame, shame on you. They're going to turn you out. I guess you don't care. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I've been watching the 24/7 The Pope Is Still Dead coverage.
Is he? Well, that's okay.
I it's kind of amazing. I'm trying to see when the mainstream media is going to start picking up on this delay thing, and I saw the New York Times are doing a story tomorrow about payments to his wife and daughter from his political action committee, with the, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. He's
hung out to dry. He's become a political liability. They got to get rid of him. And if he doesn't go quietly, expect a Vince Foster situation.
Well, I'm up for that.
Well, I don't know, because it will be covered up, and we'll never know the truth again. Anyway, if you notice in all this thing about the Pope, they have this image of Christ up on the. On the cross, of course, bleeding, right. You know, with the wound in his side. And that's if you were an outsider and didn't know anything about Christianity,
it would scare me to death.
What? This is a cult of death. What are they doing, parading around this dead guy? And look what they're doing to this guy's body. And why are these millions of people? It's crazy.
Oh, I know. I've never been able to understand that. I can understand. I thought Christianity was about the risen Christ. If Christ didn't rise from the dead, or if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, the whole thing was a hoax, a myth, and a sham. I mean, in the context of their religion, I think it's ridiculous. I really do. But why do you have these images of this crucified person up on a cross with nails and spikes and thorns and holes? And, you know, what is that? It's bloody and gory and hideous. And I thought the whole idea behind Christianity was a risen Christ. He's not there. He's in heaven, you know, whatever.
And the Christ they worship is the one that's dying and being tortured.
It's insane. I can't stand it.
And he's also wearing a loincloth, which is revealing to the fact that because it's a cult, it's a Catholic Church, they have their risen God wearing a loincloth to disguise the fact that he's a circumcised. And which would mean, well, he's Jewish. And,
Of course he was Jew. He was a Palestinian Jew.
He was a Jew all his life. In fact, he looked more like Osama bin Laden than George Bush, I'll tell you.
Sure he did.
And he probably wore the clothes, the same kind of clothing, you know, and the same kind of attire, and spoke and thought more of the same. Like, this is the constant thing about this. The people of the book, the three faiths,
right.
Christianity and Islam, are all inextricably linked. We're all the same people. We're all worshiping the same God, and we're killing each other. Which way to do it?
It's insane.
All at the same time, making sure that we crack down on our queers and our women.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know, RB. I don't get it. Hey, thanks for checking in.
You bet. Bye.
All right. This is you know, the conversation tonight is bizarre. I understand, but I started it. Who sent me this? Somebody just emailed this in. About the Pope will not be embalmed. They don't embalm popes, apparently. His body is prepared, according to CNN. But the emailer says he is in full stage decomposition after some research. No, my emailer says they don't embalm popes. But they should have learned their lesson in the 50s when the Swiss guards suffered two deaths because of the Pope's rotting flesh. It seems that Pius XII was infected with the tuberculosis-type virus, and his rotting corpse infected two members of the Swiss Guard, who also died from the infection. As a side note, Pius XII's nose fell off while he was lying in state. Is that true? I'm not laughing. I'm not. Is that true? Pius XII? Wasn't he the one that turned his head when the Nazis were executing Jews? Wasn't that Pius XII? Wasn't he the one? You've seen those pictures off the internet of the priests or the cardinals or bishops. I don't know what they were. I don't know if they were German or Austrian or I have no idea. But those pictures of Hitler and Himmler and the Nazis and there are people with from high up in the Catholic Church who maybe emissaries of Pius XII. Was it Pius XII? Have I got the right Pius? And they're all giving the Nazi salute, and you look at that and you go, oh my God, oh my God. No disrespect. Whatever your religion is, that's your burden. So no disrespect. Pius XII's nose fell off? I could have gone all night without knowing that. Jeez, I didn't know about the Swiss Guard catching. Well, then, I'm sorry, but we're adults here, right? We're adults here. If a body's decomposing, has anybody in the room here ever been around a decomposing dead body? Do you know what that smells like? Now, I've seen pictures of people going past the Pope, being shuffled by this John Paul II, like they're on a conveyor belt, and they're holding handkerchiefs to their faces. Maybe now I, understand. I don't know. This is bizarre. I'm sorry. No disrespect. This is Air America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
There's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. it's like, hey man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. It's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved, 9 months later, to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, "I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on Al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject." Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, "Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present." Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, "As he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined."
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Are too important to be left to politicians. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
Border to border and coast to coast. The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change.
It's about 10 before the hour. All right, sure, I'll read it. MR sent this in to me, to Mike. I like your show and listen often, but would you and your callers let up on the carping and laughing about how people are reacting or overreacting to the Pope's death? If people want to get weepy and emotional about it, so what? It'll be over soon and we can all get back to the problems of the living. I don't see any harm done by those crowds in Rome. They actually seem pretty tame. I'm not particularly religious, but if I were Catholic, I'd be offended by some of your callers who laugh on air about the church rituals taking place in light of the Pope's death, and you seem to be encouraging their smirking. Some of these people might be surprised to know, and loath to admit, that they themselves take part in rituals full of pomp that might seem overblown and comical to someone else. Anybody who has had an elaborate wedding has taken part in an outlandish ritual, and what's more laughable than throwing rice at people or smearing wedding cake onto your new spouse's face? People who have a Christmas tree in their house take part in a ritual. Think about it. Doesn't it seem ridiculous to cut a tree down and then drag the dirty prickly thing into your house where it remains until it dries out? And how many of those callers let their kids believe in Santa Claus? Ritual is part of our lives. Please, back off the Catholics and their harmless rituals. You are overreacting to their overreaction. Well, yeah, I understand that. I understand that. My overreaction to the overreaction, I understand that. I don't excuse it, defend it, or explain it. But it doesn't deny the fact that I think this is macabre and weird and gruesome. You know, I maintain that so many of these religions are nothing more than ritualistic cultures of death. You know, my emailer uses a wedding, or Christmas as example. Certain parts of Christmas that have nothing to do with Christianity. A Christmas tree is very pagan, is very Celtic. It has to do with, sun cycles and seasonal changes and so on. I don't see that anywhere near, or a wedding anywhere near comparable in the world of rituals to a Pope's nose falling off or you know, this culture of death that Republicans and apparently a lot of religious people engage in. That's all. I appreciate your email. I read it on the air. Criticism is noted. But I don't know. Maybe if more smirkiness were to be directed towards religious rituals, there'd be fewer people die, fewer millions of people die. Don't forget, please, when we're talking about making fun of religious rituals, don't forget how many people have died in the name of God or Yahweh or Jehovah or whomever in the course, the bloody, miserable course of human history. Millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, butchered, slaughtered, infected, killed, burned, gassed, hanged, decapitated, eviscerated, tortured. In the name of God? In the name of Christ? In the name of who? I note your email, I note your criticism, but come on. It's not just ritual, in my opinion, and it's the only reason I brought it up. It's not just ritual that's being defended on the part of people who are involved in this, or attacked on the part of moi, or some of my emailers and listeners tonight, or people with some remaining ability to use logic and reason and common sense. It is this cult of death, this cult of decay and destruction and dismemberment and cannibalism. That's what's being attacked. The ritualization of that. And I will be damned. And to a lot of religionists, I already am. I will be damned. If I will not... Look, it's not me who is filling the airwaves, the television airwaves, with these hideous visions of these people swarming into Rome to walk past a corpse. For what? Good God! But I'll be damned if I won't comment on that. And what appears to me, that's... I'm sorry, that's what talk... No, I'm not sorry. That's what talk radio is about. You take a subject and take a look at it. And to me, this culture of death, this destruction, how many people are going to lose their lives tonight because of a religious disagreement with someone else? How many thousands will be slaughtered in the coming year because of religious differences with someone else? Huh? How many? No, I can't count them either. I think religion is one of the most destructive forces ever unleashed by humans against humans. And I'm not talking about spirituality. I'm talking about religion. You look at the history of it, and then email me, and you know, we'll talk. But I cannot witness what's going on television and in the real world without making the kinds of cynical, sarcastic comments that I'm making, that a lot of people are making. This is utterly ridiculous. It's insane. And I just wonder how many Catholics, I mean, how many real Catholics under the age of 45 are not feeling that same kind of dichotomous pull, like, what the hell am I doing here? What is this? His nose fell off? Oi, oi, oi. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America.
About Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The sky is falling. No, it doesn't have to be. Well, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that the ice cap is melting. Now, that's just wacko talk to the righties out there. Man, you can't talk about this on the radio. I mean, we've been told for over a decade that we're just a bunch of whacked out lefties. Science doesn't matter. Physical evidence doesn't even matter.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a Junior Achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about, their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
This is Alfonso Cepeda Capistran, President of Latinos United for Change and Advancement, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. Mourners have again begun making their way to St. Peter's Basilica to view the body of Pope John Paul II. The Vatican says more than 1 million people made that pilgrimage in the first 24 hours of viewing. Michelle Sheila of Staten Island, New York, waited in line for 6.5 hours.
People have been really, really nice. It's been kind of pushy, but people have been taking it really good.
The American delegation attending the pontiff's funeral on Friday will include the current and former President Bush, former President Clinton, and First Lady Laura Bush. Two other former presidents will not be going, Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford. Terri Schiavo's parents were among those in attendance Tuesday night at a funeral mass for her near Tampa, Florida. Reverend Thaddeus Malinowski presided over the service.
Tonight, we express in a beautiful way our solidarity with Terri and her family, our grief, and also our joyful hope in the resurrection. But there's a next chapter after this. God calls us to go forth from this place and build a culture of life.
Schiavo's remains will be buried in her husband's family plot in Pennsylvania. Well, he's brought news of all kinds to viewers for 2 decades. ABC anchor Peter Jennings reveals that he has lung cancer.
To be perfectly honest, I'm a little surprised at the kindness today from so many people. That's not intended as false modesty. But even I was taken aback by how far and how fast news travels.
The 66-year-old Jennings says he will try to continue working while he undergoes treatment. Lawyers say a New York woman's doctor missed a number of signs that led her to develop cervical cancer. Vicki Maloof later died. A jury awarded her family $12 million on Tuesday. Americans traveling from Bermuda, the Caribbean, Canada, and Mexico will soon need a passport to get into the country. The regulations go into effect by 2008. This is CNN Radio News.
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
High oil and gas prices are straining the energy industry, according to Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. In a speech to the petrochemical industry Tuesday, he predicted demand will fall if those steep prices remain.
Altering the magnitude and manner of U.S. energy consumption
will significantly affect the path of the U.S. economy over the long term.
Stocks made mild gains following Greenspan's speech. The Dow Industrials were up 37 points. The Nasdaq moved ahead 8 points. The S&P 500 was up by 5. According to federal investigators, the loss of fireproofing likely caused the collapse of the World Trade Center after the 9/11 attacks. Their report also concluded that better radio communication could have saved firefighters' lives. 21 counties and 9 states are being removed from the Environmental Protection Agency's list of places with the dirtiest air. The agency says those areas are now free of dangerous levels of soot from power plants, car exhaust, and other sources. This is news from CNN Radio. CNN Radio's Richard Weibrow reports Pulitzer and Nobel-winning author Saul Bellows has passed away at his Massachusetts home.
He was a novelist, playwright, wartime correspondent, and Pulitzer and Nobel Prize winner. 89-year-old Saul Bellows died Tuesday night at his Brookline, Massachusetts home. Born in a Montreal, Quebec suburb, he was later raised in Chicago, graduating from Northwestern University in 1937. First published in 1944, he went on to win literary accolades from nearly every corner of the world. During the 1967 Arab-Israeli conflict, he even served as a wartime correspondent for Newsday. No official cause of death was given. Richard Weibrow, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
It's a big night for Baylor. It wins its first ever NCAA women's basketball title with a convincing 84-62 win over Michigan State. Sophia Young had 26 points to lead the way for the Lady Bears, who won their 20th straight game as well. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Listen up, you old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
It's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. Oh, now this is good. This is good. I like this. This is from JK. Hi, Mike. Just wondering if that horrible parody of the Chopin Waltz in D-flat major was intentional. The original piece is a staple of the classical piano repertoire, and while a bit overperformed, is a fine piece of music. I was surprised to hear that bastardized version on a show that offers such good bumper sounds. No biggie. Good show as usual, JK. You can't win, Jason, stop. See? So you get...
That was Chopin recorded at a bar in New Orleans.
Recorded at a bar in New Orleans? Is that what it was? Oh, okay. Well, then, good for JK, right? He picked up on it. You know, what do I know, JK? I have to be frank with you. I never cared that much for Chopin. I just don't. And, but anyways, that's a good email. I like that. You can't get anything past anybody. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get some phone calls. Marge is checking in from Maryville, Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, as usual.
Crazy people, we humans.
I know, aren't we?
Oh, God.
I'm glad you can still laugh.
Well, if I don't laugh, I'll go crazy. What can I tell you? Every time I turn around, these crazy Republicans come up with a new twist on, and they don't just twist it, they... I don't know what they do to language, to ideas, to principles. Hell, they don't have any principles.
It's grim. Everything that is up is made down by Republicans. Everything that is green is made yellow. Everything that, you know, it just goes on and on and on, and I know exactly what you're talking about. How about Wolfowitz?
Oh, dear God. You know, I found this article, and I called you, and it was that night that your phones played an April Fool joke on you, and they went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
And I'm reading his quote. I understand that I am, to put it mildly, a controversial figure, but I hope as people get to know me better, they will understand that I really do believe deeply in the mission of the bank. He goes on, it's a unifying mission, and frankly, that's going to be fun. And then he adds, a noble mission of reducing world poverty. My Aunt Fanny, he no more cares about reducing world poverty than flying to Jupiter.
No, this is you know, Wolfowitz has been trained in the Bush school. Ashcroft was good at this.
Who trained who is my question.
Well, yeah, but whoever does the training, who's his name, the new Attorney General?
Gonzalez.
They were all trained the same way. When you appear for your hearing, whether it's before the other members of the World Bank or the U.S. Congress, lie. Say anything that you think they want to hear. Hi, I'm Paul Wolfowitz. I'm here to cure poverty. La 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 la. What's my first gig? I'm dedicated to easing the suffering masses. You know, say whatever you want to say. You know, if you're Gonzalez, no, I don't believe in torture. I don't think. No. If you're George Bush, hey, I'm a compassionate conservative. I believe in little children. Yadda 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 yadda. It's say whatever you think the people you're testifying in front of want to hear. And once that crap's done and you're confirmed, then go back to being the total schmuck that you are. That's
oh,
all.
Oh, boy. You know, love the little children. They were arguing about it last week, too, about, you know, No Child Left Behind.
Right.
If the high schools don't turn over the names and personal contact of the seniors in their schools, they lose some government aid.
Yeah, turn it over to the U.S. military recruiters.
Exactly.
Right, you left that part off. How's that? Nice.
Oh,
no child left behind. No child left alive is what they mean.
And that same day, the inimitable Paul Harvey was remarking about the intelligence report that said everything was terribly wrong.
Right.
He said, did we stumble and fall into war? I thought, geez.
What now? Paul Harvey, in the first place, I thought he died. Isn't he dead? Paul Harvey still alive?
Well, I don't know. Bill Curtis has been taking his place on his noon report today, in the last couple of days, but I don't know whether he's sick or whatever he's doing. But this was last week.
And he said...
And after this report came out, about the intelligent report came out and said
right.
That everything was cockeyed.
Right.
He said... did we stumble and fall into war, meaning the Iraq preemptive strike?
Well, was he trying to be funny? Paul Harvey does have a droll sense of humor, or he did when he was alive. Is he trying to be funny?
No. He was trying to put on, you know, a game face that, you know, poor Georgie was lied to. And he didn't, you know, he was going on the presumption that all this information of weapons of mass destruction were real.
Somebody ought to send Paul Harvey a couple of internet links about the plans made to invade Iraq. Yeah, well, not only that, but before Bush was even elected president. Because he had to, it's a whole Greek thing. He's got to overcome Daddy, and he, you know, if Daddy invaded Iraq and let Saddam off the hook, then George has to invade Iraq and go get Saddam. And yada yada, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy. These people are crazy. You know that, Marge, as well as
oh,
I
they,
do.
Oh, they sure are. I'm on a campaign. I just finished reading a book a week or so ago called Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. He was a hitman an economic hitman for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally couldn't stand himself anymore, and he decided to confess and write a book. And he formed the word corporatocracy, which is a contrivance between banks, government, and corporations.
Yeah, well, Mussolini called that fascism or corporatism, same thing.
Well, whatever. Right. But one of the things is, you know, he goes out as an advanced man and decides that Indonesia needs this expansive electrical grid.
Right.
So, you know, they put in all these numbers and whatnot, and they give Indonesia this big loan, only the money doesn't go to Indonesia. It goes to Bechtel.
George Shultz's company.
Yeah. And, you know, and they go in and they build this electrical grid,
right,
10 times what they really need.
Right.
But then Indonesia is saddled with the loan to pay it back.
Right.
And finally, when their economy goes to hell and they can't pay back the loan, then the government, which is mainly U.S. government, moves in and, you know, extracts the oil or whatever resources they have in that
right,
country.
Right.
And they usually go around the world and do this little artwork on countries that have oil or something they want. And, oh, God.
You know, here in New York, I haven't seen any three-card Monte dealers this trip, but here in New York, they call it three-card Monte. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I saw that, there was eight or nine people standing around this little table, and this guy was, you know, doing the card.
Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do is just watch. That's the Jack of Hearts. All right, now watch. You put these three cards, boom, 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 shuffle them around. And people were stepping up, saying right there, and the guy turned over, and it was the Jack of Hearts. And you know, the person would win 10, 20 bucks. Well, me, you know, I step up and go, oh, man, this is going to be the easiest money I ever made.
Mm-hmm.
So, bip, there it is. Nope, sorry, give me your 20. Oh, wait a minute, I get my money back. Bip. I do it again. Lost another 20. I got relieved of about 60 bucks in about 3 minutes. Turns out that the people who are winning weren't really winning. They all worked for the World Bank. They worked for Paul Wolfowitz. It's an old scam, all right? It's an old, and they worked for Bechtel. It's the same thing. Three-card money. It's a loser. It's a loser.
Yeah. It ever. You've got to read the book, though, Michael.
I'll really try. I'll do it. Let me move on.
And I really enjoyed talking to your screener tonight.
Yeah, she's pretty good. We'll have to give her a job.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Thanks, Marge.
Take care.
You have a nice evening. Do they still have three-card Monte players up here? They were all cleaned off during the Giuliani years?
Yeah.
God, that was rough. I thought, man, this is easy money. Max in Montana emailed in. I think it's interesting that the religious right get offended when we laugh at them for their rituals. When how many times you've been laughed at for not going to church? Or people have been amazed that you don't go to church? Yeah. The same people who believe in these blood stories are the same people who wouldn't want the blood and violence on television. And they call me a hypocrite? Max from Montana. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
About Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Larry King here. I want to tell you how I take my vitamin C. I take the advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. And I take it year-round. Why? For protection. Hey, I don't cancel my insurance when the weather gets better. So do what I do. Take Ester C and delicious new Ester C soft chews. All year round. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Tom DeLay just might end up in a court of law for campaign contribution violations in the great state of Texas, where almost everything is legal except for the things he did. So now, if Tom DeLay has to go before 32 judges, he'll be able to say, There's not a decent judge in this country, and you know it because of Terry Schiavo.
Randy Rose, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, "I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator." Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to kohleducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
You're on the Mike 92.1.
This is Angela, and I'm so happy to have 92.1 in Madison.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Email here from Red, who's listening on 1600 AM KOKE in Austin, Texas, and he writes in, "Mike, love the show. However, I must take exception to you singling out Texas as, quote, having something wrong with it, end quote. No doubt we have produced some pretty deplorable people, such as Tom DeLay and George W. Bush, though one could argue that Bush is not a real Texan and shares more in common with his aristocratic New England roots. I would hope you would acknowledge that Texas has a strong progressive movement than the majority of the southern states, and had our voting districts not been gerrymandered by DeLay, we would have had a more accurate reflection of the majority of the state representing us in Congress." Well, that's true, but Red is writing from Austin, Texas, and Austin is to Texas what Atlanta is to Georgia. But I take your point, Red. You're right. There have been some real progressive movements that have come out of Texas, but that was then. I mean, Jim Hightower comes out of Texas. Molly Ivins comes out of Texas. I certainly do appreciate. Ann Richards comes out of Texas. You know, you're absolutely right. But you're also right that Texas politically has been gerrymandered now by these thugs to ensure that progressives in Texas are going to slowly choke to death. I understand what you're saying, and the point is taken. Okay, back to the phone calls. Lee is calling from Dale, Indiana. Is that right, Lee?
Yeah. Hey there, wild man. just for a second. Hey, put me down for the Pope's left thumb.
All right.
No, no, make it $20.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You people are just so bad. You really are.
The whole thumb, not just the tip.
All right.
Well, not only am I in Dale, but I'm actually a little bit closer to a town called Santa Claus, Indiana. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, and I was really taken aback by that guy saying that, you know, telling children, you know, Santa Claus doesn't exist and stuff like that, I tell you. But really,
Frankly, I've never heard of either place, Dale, Indiana, or Santa Claus, Indiana. Man, you must live so far out in the country they have to truck in daylight.
Well, actually, I live closer to a place that, you probably haven't heard of it. It's called St. Mindard, Indiana. But what's really important about that place is that it has an abbey, which is the seminary for priests.
You're making all this up, right?
No, this is absolutely true. It's an arch abbey, okay? And totally honest, my mother works as a head baker there, okay? And I tell you what, it whenever I was growing up, it was rough on fishes and loaves night, you know? And later on, you know, the leftovers went on forever, but that's another story. But, but all that is true. All that is true. Okay? I wanted to give you the news from Indiana, but there is one thing that I really want to clear up. I don't want to be a dead horse about the Schiavo case and everything, but there's one thing that I haven't heard anybody bring up, okay? Everyone says how horrible it was, or a lot of people do, that, you know, her feeding tube was taken out and everything, but what those people are not understanding is those same bastards will not allow euthanasia in the United States. So she had to do unnecessary suffering here for years.
Well, I get the point, but I tend to agree, Lee, with the physicians who have been examining her repeatedly for 15 years, who said there was no suffering, there was no consciousness, there was nothing. I mean, Terry Schiavo was probably as far as a cognitive awareness in the same state that you or I would be in if we undergo general anesthesia, which I have twice in my life, once for tonsils, once for a thyroidectomy. And when you are under general anesthesia, there's nothing. There is nothing. And it's a profound nothing. It's so profound it doesn't even exist, if you understand what I'm saying.
Nothing.
A state of nothingness that doesn't exist. Now, it's also my understanding that Schiavo's, the part of her brain within which the cognitive functions
was gone.
It was spinal fluid. I would imagine that if you pick her up and lay her down, you hear a slushing sound. I'm not, no disrespect, but that's
right.
This is what. So there's. According to the medical experts, there's no pain, there's no awareness, there was nothing there. Somebody's eyes can be open, and it doesn't mean squat. Somebody's lips can be curled back from their face. I watched my mother die with what appeared to be, what do they even have a word for it? The rictus of death. It looks like a smile. It looks like, and you're sitting there. I was sitting there, so was Kathy, by my mother's bedside, thinking that we were being communicated with. Until the doctor or the nurse said, no, there's nothing there. She's gone. It's just that the body is still functioning. It will function for another few seconds, and then your mother, all her functions will stop. And I witnessed it. So this thing with Terry Schiavo, her death was a prolonged 15-year event. And the whole thing still, it still makes me sick.
Exactly.
The way it was handled.
Only thing, really quickly, the people that believe in souls and stuff like that, they can either think it, either her soul was still trapped in her body and being just tormented, or it was no longer there. So either way, it's better that she's gone now.
I hear that. Lee, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Appreciate your comments. Death is just like strange, right? It's like a piece of wood.
Don't let the re-
recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain? Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Hey. Look, it's not a big deal, but you haven't told me you love me in a while.
What? Of course I have.
Yeah, but only when I say it first. You're never the one who starts
it. I love you.
Well, you can't say it now.
I love you?
Ugh.
That's still too soon.
Never mind.
Look, baby, I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than anything in this world. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Love can be exasperating, but finding it shouldn't be. More people have met on Match.com than any other site in the world. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Mr. DeLay, his polls sliding in his district, now at 45%. The majority leader, below 50, with all that power and all that strong arm and stuff that he can pull, his own people aren't, the majority aren't even with him right now. I tell you, I think that DeLay is stressed big time. I really do, and I found that the comment this weekend by the vice president to come out and say that he opposes revenge against judges. That's a good thing. Cheney was asked, apparently was meeting with the editorial board of the New York Post. He was asked, hey, what do you think of DeLay's remarks? He said that these judges are going to have to answer for their behavior. Cheney said, can't go that far. He said he'd have problems with the idea of retribution against the courts. I just don't think that's appropriate. What's happening here is the administration is definitely distancing themselves from DeLay, and it underscores just how DeLay is really a loose cannon. Now, you can't tell me they didn't talk about this behind closed doors, but I just don't think they thought it was going to come out this way. DeLay's been pretty threatening, heavy-handed, hates the Democrats, and you should really think about how often he's put his hand across the aisle to say, hey, what do you say we work together on something? This, of course, would be a good issue, the border security. But where has Tom DeLay been on this? And this is the same Tom DeLay who said that the Democrats wanted to win the White House more than they did the war on terror. But they're pouring across the border, and you don't see Tom DeLay front and center out doing anything about this. That's why he's below 50. That's why he's down at 44%. Because people are really figuring out what this guy is all about. He is a loose cannon, and I think he's a loose cannon now more than ever because he is stressed big time with all the allegations that are surrounding his office and his cohorts.
Morning sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim's stance on things.
Morning sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Hey, Night Owls. If you missed Al or Randy today, don't worry. We'll get you caught up on the mic overnight. I'm Mike Malloy on the mic 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right, some more phone calls. By the way, program note, we'll be back in Atlanta tomorrow, I hope. You know, if a plane doesn't crash and we're all wiped out. But short of that, we'll be on the air tomorrow night. Same time, same station from Atlanta, from the Atlanta studio. In Knoxville, Tennessee, Luke is calling. Luke, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, fine. One thing with this thing with delay and the judiciary and the all these other things where they're overreaching again.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the time right now where we've got to get our local Democratic parties into pushing? If you've got a Republican in your district,
mm-hmm.
like on this Social Security, you've got to get them to come out and say if they're for or against it. Right now, you've got to get them on the record before they can slither away, you know, when the numbers turn bad on it. So if they could say, I'm supporting George Bush, when they come up for re-election next time, you could say, wait a minute, you were against... You know, you're against the old people, you know what I mean, or, you know, so they can't say, no, I wasn't really pushing with him. You know, it was a good idea, but I really wasn't in favor of it.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. It's a good tactic. Do you suppose, though, that you can get a Republican member of Congress to commit? Wouldn't they say something like, well, now, you know, the president is laying out his plan, and we're all very interested in hearing what our president... You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying, but I mean, that's one thing that we've got to start doing besides finding people to run against them, is we've got to make sure that they don't have wiggle room.
I understand.
I mean? Between that and like this thing right now with delay in the judiciary.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because it's going to be like you say here we've got Frist, and you see Frist. I mean, he's twisting in the wind, see which way the wind's blowing now. And all of a sudden, it's like, no, I wasn't saying anything bad about the judiciary. It's like, wait a minute.
right.
Like, last week, let's play the tapes. Now you tell me which one's right.
Well, these guys turn on a dime, don't they, Luke?
Oh, I mean, it's like watching a rattlesnake at work. You know?
It's you know, it's a wonder all of them don't have broken necks, that they're not all walking around with those things on their neck. What are those supports?
Collars. Yeah.
those collars from whipping this way. And they had the absolute temerity to say that John Kerry was a flip-flopper.
One I'm loving right now is, I think Randy was talking about this afternoon, was this thing about the filibuster.
Right.
Said that she should not be surprised if you had Orrin Hatch come out saying, we've never used a filibuster. It's like, wait.
right.
What happened during those Clinton years? Who was in your clothes, sir? Somebody was in your clothes using the filibuster.
it's awful. All right, I like your idea. That's a good idea, Luke. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Barbara is calling from Arizona. Barbara, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
Now for something completely different.
Sure, go ahead. Let her rip.
Okay. I'm up last night. I'm listening to George Norrie, and a woman is on. I don't listen to him because there's too much UFO stuff usually, and it's way too late.
Right. Is this the old, what was it called? Who is the guy that was on there before him?
Oh, Art Bell.
Art Bell, the old Art Bell show? Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. But he had a woman on that Air America needs now. Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. She worked for both Bush 1 and Clinton.
Yeah.
And she is doing, she has something called Solari.com, Solari Action Network.
Yeah.
Now, she's an investment counselor who worked, and she has uncovered what has been going on and gotten fired from both administrations as far as what she calls our the negative return on investment economy, a discourse in America's black budget, what really happens to our money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an overview of the financial machinery and local processes related to the liquidation of community and government assets worldwide and the manipulation of both local and global markets. And she had, I mean, what she was talking about, from drug running money in South Central Los Angeles buying buildings through HUD, and how the $4 trillion in undocumentable transactions, she kept asking for the transactions. She would go from, she was pretty much auditing the government, and she got fired twice and uncovered this incredible underground financial government.
Right now, you're saying she has a book out, right?
She has a site. She was on Nori last night, which you can actually, I sent you the site.
Okay, what would you give it so people can hear it over the air?
It's Solari.
Solari, that's
SolariActionNetwork, one word, .com, and you can kind of go through it.
Okay, so, all right, let me say it. SolariActionNetwork.com.
Right.
And that's Solari, SolariActionNetwork.com.
Yeah, or you can look up Catherine Austin Fitz, or go to the Art Bell or the George Nori site, and you can click on the link from last night.
Yeah, well, most people listen to this program or this network probably don't like to go to...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's on the Internet. It's a link to it.
Right,
I mean,
okay.
I was surprised that it wasn't, you know, I made myself get up and listen to this woman. She got into from the drug running, you know, in the 80s and how it all connected and how dirty all these people are, including the Clintons, and the underground economy and how it was sold off in the mid-90s.
Well, this sounds a lot like what Mike Rupert has been talking about at FromTheWilderness.com.
Right.
And
but she was in there. She is the person who worked, and she actually went from different places in our government that were doing, and she kind of traced it.
Mm-hmm.
She saw, wait a second, this is going on here. I mean, this was something that she was litigating against. They called her, you know.
All right, let's do that. We've got it out, SolariActionNetwork.com. Let's see if people will check it out. All right, Barbara?
Yeah, I mean, Air America needs to. She's an insider. She's an insider.
All right. All right, we'll see if we can, somebody here will get her on, I'm sure. Thanks, Barbara. I appreciate the call. If we did our show from New York, we would get her on, but, you know, we're down in the buckle of the Bible Belt. I'll be happy to get back there and see our phones are still on. Neil is calling from Hollywood, Florida. Neil, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you? I'd like to introduce myself as citizen of the United States and world. Are you there?
Yeah, well, I'm here.
I put my cheek on the button. Marge, your previous caller, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah,
excellent
yeah.
Excellent book.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to something. I went to work for the Houston Post in Houston, Texas in 1980. And I'm a citizen of the world, but I was I'm a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I actually voted for Phil Gramm.
Yeah, why do I ask?
He ran as a Democrat. He won the election and changed parties 6 weeks later. And I worked for Mrs. Olvida Culp Hobby, whose son at the time was Bill Hobby, lieutenant governor, and her son had been governor of Texas.
Right.
And going back, there was a movement going on. The Ben Taub Corporation bought the Houston Chronicle. It was an evening, afternoon paper.
Okay, you're losing me now. When you folks call in and have all these links and counterlinks and connections, I get lost. And if I get lost, the audience is getting lost.
Okay.
So tie this together for me and keep it simple as
Phil
you can.
Phil Gramm, Senator Phil Gramm, who was tied in with Enron and his wife Wendy.
Right.
He ran as a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, well, I got that part.
There was a movement going on back in the early and mid-80s where the Republicans, I think, were putting people in office as Democrats.
Right.
In Houston and in those districts. And they sort of took over Texas. And that's kind of what they do. They're doing it in Florida. They're doing it everywhere.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, well, now, are you issuing the alarm, or what?
Well, the alarm, that's a 20-year-old story. Now.
Right, I'm hip.
And that's how it, and I think they do it, we have Ileana Ross Layton in here in Florida, and she's actually, a Cuban running for president of Cuba. It's crazy. It's insane. And we have the Diaz Balart, and they were all Batistites at the time.
Right.
And it's just insane.
It's a fun world, isn't it?
Oh, it's insane. They're like wolves in sheep's clothing. And I think they're doing it nationwide.
She's running for president of Cuba?
Oh, they all are.
Right.
Down here in South Florida, give up. Mel Martinez, senator, they're all really running for president of Cuba.
Yeah.
They're not representing the citizens of South Florida. I actually sent Dennis Hassard a letter asking him if he could designate me a new representative here in South Florida.
Yeah.
Because we don't have one. Hey, Michael, I love your show. And by the way,
yeah,
religion is disastrous.
I'm
ex-Catholic. It's disastrous.
This isn't Neil Rogers, is it?
No, but I like Neil. I haven't listened to him in years, but no.
Yeah.
Neil McCool.
Oh, okay. Well, Neil, thanks for checking in, Tom.
You have a good night.
All right, sir. You too. Brian is calling from Kentucky. Brian, welcome to the program.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Before I get to my main point, I just want to say that I agreed with the callers I've heard so far about the Schiavo thing. I think we are the silent majority.
Uh-huh.
Most people thought it was a humane thing that led to, should have, 14 and a half years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Things being right in the world, but we all know how it is. But I want to talk to you about... your call screener said that you want to talk about how to take back Congress.
Yeah.
Well, it's plain and simple, but most of the time the plain and simple thing is the hardest thing to do. The Democratic Party has just allowed themselves to be bullied around and been portrayed in the media as, what is a liberal exactly? I mean, they made it out to be the new curse word.
Yeah.
I'm proud to call myself
I hear it. Brian, I have to leave you there. You're fading, pal. There's something wrong with the phone you're on, and it's coming over garbled and kind of weird. I appreciate what you had to say, though. I'll talk to you again when we got a better connection. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it. Free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater. Bill Maher brought the left and right together on Politically Incorrect with controversial and comical results. Now his irreverent commentary airs on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Join the Mike Saturday, June 25th to see Bill Maher live in Madison. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
Now, we had of course, they brought the Swift Boat guys in, because what doesn't scream uniting dialogue and then the Swift Boat veterans? Now they have a new scatty ad. It's the iceberg, Jim.
Some people say Social Security is not in trouble. Just like some thought the Titanic was unsinkable. Once, 16 workers supported one retiree. Today, three workers do. But when younger workers retire, only two will support each retiree. Soon, Social Security will be in the red, spending more than it takes in.
Red, danger.
If nothing is done,
it
will go bankrupt.
Bankrupt!
President Bush wants to rescue Social Security before we hit the iceberg.
Thank you, President Bush.
Voluntary personal retirement accounts to give younger workers the choice of saving for their own retirement nest egg. No payroll tax increases.
No tax.
And no changes for those 55 or older.
Oh.
But we have to move ahead with courage and honesty.
Courage.
Because our children's retirement security is more important than partisan politics.
We love you.
To hit the iceberg. Urge Congress to help President Bush save Social Security.
Help him.
Now.
Help him. But the Titanic theme, they're very, very excited about. They're running with that. I believe we have the new ad.
Coming soon, the Titanic Social Security Crisis, starring George W. Bush and Phyllis Diller as the gullible retiree.
Stretch your arms out. Take a risk. Imagine a personal risk ownership society. Bye-bye, gullible retirees.
I'm fine.
I'm king of the world. Gotta go. Got time to invade another country. Oops.
The Titanic Social Security Crisis. Coming soon.
Young, who got some good minutes in the first half, hits the jumper. Tiffany Young, a junior from Hillsboro, Alabama, has four.
Young, 17.
And Tiffany Young with a sensational performance off the bench.
5 months after leading Purdue to an NCAA championship, Tiffany Young was killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike.
Someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me.
You're listening, Delay. You're listening, Tom.
Someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me.
It's about 10 before the hour. A lot of credit to the people who made our stay here in New York City. As much fun as it has been for the past three or four days, tonight's crew, of course, the usual gang of outlaws, Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, Catherine Bay, who answered the calls tonight, answered the phones tonight, has obviously moved somebody else out of a job. But he'll get his job back when we leave, right? To our crew out there in the world, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, to everybody who contributes to the program, thank you very much. But especially a big thank you to everybody here in New York at Air America who we got to meet for the first time this long, crazy weekend. The only person up here I think Kathy and I really knew is John Sinton, who has been with Air America since day one. And everybody else here, whether they're in the studios where we're broadcasting from tonight or Air America's corporate offices down the street ways, everybody here was just a lot of fun. And we do appreciate it. We've been welcomed like a member of the family, and that is that's real important. When you're working in the hinterlands like Kathy and I do, and the kid, we're out there in the wilds of Georgia participating with Air America, it gets weird. So it was nice to come up here. Anyway, having said all that, we had a good time. We'll be back in Atlanta tomorrow evening, again, if the plane doesn't crash. I'm reminded of a preacher of one of the mega churches in Atlanta. This is about, I don't know, about 12, 14 years ago. I was doing radio at WSB, and they had a big scandal at the church. All the ministers at the church decided that when the wives of the married women who came to them for counseling, members of the church who came to them for counseling, the best way to counsel these women was to have sex with them. And oh, it was really bizarre. It was terrible. What was it, Kathy? The Harvester Church or something? Interesting choice of words there. And I went on the air, was talking about it, and as was every talk show host in Atlanta. And I got a call from one of the ministers who had been caught with his, doing the wrong thing. And he said he was going to pray me into hell. He said, the next time you get on an airplane, I said, ha-ha, the joke's on you, I don't fly. So, anyway, I don't know why that popped into my mind. But we had a good time up here, a lot of fun, and we do appreciate the reception we got. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call here. How about David, who's calling from Staten Island? David, welcome to the program.
Well, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
This is my second time calling, and I just want to say that it's always nice to talk to someone who can actually remember when virtual reality came in sugar cubes. I wanted to talk about the funeral of the Pope.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, now
I think you already did.
I'm not a Catholic.
All right.
And I really do object to this wall-to-wall coverage on the cable networks, particularly because they are trying to just about every other paragraph pin this funeral to this culture of life thing that Bush has got going.
Yeah, and that's nonsense.
Yes, and also, you'll see like every other paragraph they're saying how the Pope helped Reagan bring down the Soviet Union.
The Pope helped Reagan, huh?
Yes,
okay.
All right, so like that is like total BS.
Yes.
But on the other side of that, all right, from what you were saying before,
yeah.
All right, when you're going to go to a funeral, yeah. You usually have to bring the deceased.
That's true.
All right, and all of that exploitation really doesn't, if you look into the eyes of the people, there is such an outpouring of love that's coming from all over the world, and I think that that's something that that these right-wing people will never have any contact with, and they'll never understand it.
Well, I think you're right there. Is it love though that
I see it in the.
Is it?
I see the people crying in the local church here. All right. I mean, it's like you can compare it, you know, with losing someone like Nelson Mandela,
right?
Or Gandhi,
right?
Or you know Martin Luther King. I mean, he's going to be a historical figure. No matter what anybody's opinion of him is, he's going to be a historical figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, like, what the cable networks were showing over, you know, underneath their commentary was an outpouring of global love that these people will never understand.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Nobody loves a Republican, especially one who's in a position of political power in the United States in the year 2005.
Yeah.
These people are really, really sick, and they're evil, and they're degenerate. It's that old saying, you can fool some of the people all the time, all the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. And I think a lot of folks in this country may be starting to come out of the ether. I hope that's the case.
One more thing.
Sure.
May the love that knows no comprehension find rest in your hearts and in your homes forever. Have a good night, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. May the love that knows what?
No comprehension.
No comprehension? All right. That's kind of interesting. Jeff is calling from Dallas. Jeff, welcome to the program. Man, you got about a minute.
Okay, hey, well, I wanted to say something real quick then about the Terri Schiavo case.
Okay, go ahead.
I think one thing that has not been talked about was this woman, to find happiness and acceptance, had to purge herself. You know, and it brought the whole situation that way. It's sad that we live in a society where women think they have to do that.
Oh, you're talking about the bulimia thing she had.
Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Jeff, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I'm sorry. We'll have a decent conversation next time you call in, all right? Thanks a lot for participating in the program tonight. Even you right-wing lurkers, eventually you're going to work up the courage to call in, which case you'll get a bad case of the red ass. But anyway, I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station, same internet location. Take care, all right? Watch your back.
I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how corporations have begun copywriting everything from hand gestures to common phrases. Read about the Republicans' plan to cut corporate taxes by $137 billion and foot you with the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Larry King here to tell you about a delicious new way to get more from your vitamin C. New Ester C Soft Chews. The advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, in a soft chew you're gonna love. With a great orange taste. I have to remind myself they're good for me. So, do what I do. Get delicious new Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C Soft Chews at Walgreens, the Vitamin Shop, and drugstore.com.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead